So I just want to encourage you now to open up your hearts to the word. God is on a journey of building truth into our lives. So let's welcome Pastor Jonathan as he brings the word this morning.
Who's finished Christmas shopping? You finished the Christmas shopping? Who does it online these days? Two. Everybody else does it in, goes round shops, the crowds. We came into town very briefly yesterday, into the city, and there was all these Father Christmases dressed up. So I don't know what that's for. What was it? Somebody said it was something.
SantaCon.
I've never heard of it before, SantaCon. But there's male and female were just all dressed up in red Santa suits, and they were going around city. We saw them in Leicester Square. We saw them in Trafalgar Square. And I think every other square possible. But to be honest, I wasn't in too much. I was want to welcome my mother-in-law. I've got to be on my best behaviour. My mother-in-law, please. She's all the way from Australia. And, no, she's a good cook, so I've got to keep on the good side. Mince pies, mate. She is, mince pies. And so keep on her good side and you might get one or two. But no, it's great to have her here. She's going to be with us for a couple of weeks before she goes back to Australia. And Mikey, you're off to Australia Wednesday. We're going to miss you. Mike. No, we're going to miss you. Obviously, he's going to be away going back to see your parents in Perth for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to get you back. Yes. So make sure you do come back, though. So one of the things that I just felt that God just wanted me to, in a sense, reinforce just today, was it's about a year ago when Les and Dot made the announcement. Les and Dot Mitchell were the previous leaders in the church here. I was part of, or I am still part of Kingdom Faith, but I was an elder. I was one of the directors of the school, the Bible school down in Horsham. And Les and Dot, who had moved here 11 years ago, they felt and they announced to the church this time last year that they were going to be going back to South Africa. And it was our privilege, Helen and I, my privilege to be taking the lead from February. And I'm so excited. I'm still so excited to be part of you guys. Why? Because I believe God has got us on a journey. And one of the things that Helen and I are talking about is that this great adventure that God has got us on, and it's like he has, he's just placed us, and it's, you know, this great adventure that he has us stepping into, this journey that he has us on. And, you know, I believe that God, you know, has brought you to be part of that great and epic journey too. And, you know, yes, we're in a few in number, but yet I don't just see a few in number. I see something significant happening in this whole city as a result of what God is wanting to do in this place. And, you know, one of the first things that I brought back in February of this year was from Joshua chapter 1. And I believe that, you know, as we are coming to the end of a calendar year and we're beginning to enter into a new calendar year, I still believe God is saying these things. So I'm just going to read Joshua chapter 1 again, because I just think there's so much in this for us. And it says, after the death of Moses, a servant to the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. Now, I believe that God is positioning us in the land. I believe that's what he's been doing for some significant time, but I just really believe that sometimes when God repositions people, like he has myself and Helena, and obviously it was only just over 2 weeks ago that we actually got physically repositioned here as well, when we moved into London. When God begins to reposition us and as a church, there's still an understanding that there's a land that he wants us to go and possess. And, you know, that's a strong word, possess. But I believe God wants us to take dominion. When you look at Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 3, one of the things that, you know, God told Adam to do was to subdue the nations. He asked Adam to rule and reign in the land. And I believe that God is wanting us as a church, as a people, as individuals, one, to rule over your own territory. And therefore, you know, to rule over your own territory means that we need to ensure that we're living in a way that pleases God in everything. And we've been hearing about that over the last couple of weeks, where we live a life that is worthy of the call that he has on each and every one of us. So we're doing things that please him in everything that we do, everything we say, everything that we, as Helena was saying last week, with our windows of our eyes, allowing our soul, our heart to be full of light, not darkness. Ensuring that in everything that is said and done, we're flowing with what God is wanting for us, so that we are glorifying him. We're pleasing him in everything that we're doing. You know, at heart, I'm a revivalist. Now, it may be that some of you don't understand that term. But, you know, over many hundreds of years, and we're talking about hundreds of years, there's been times where God has done something that is normal for him, but it seems to be abnormal to the church. I believe the church in the Bible, in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, is the normal church. Yes, yes. I believe that is what God is wanting us to see, where we have a group of people who are so passionate for God, but also we're passionate for one another. Working out that love and that passion for God in our earthly relationships, but also expecting that our prayers are answered. And therefore, our expectation is that people are healed, people are delivered, people are set free. When people are born again, when people come into that relationship with God, it is first and foremost a thorough conversion, not just a partial one where somebody puts up a hand and says, yes, I think I will try Jesus Christ. Actually, that's great first step, but we need to have, and I believe God wants us to be a church, and I believe that's the whole, you know, the church in this country. I believe God wants us to be a church where we birth people right.
Amen.
Because I think sometimes people have a false birth, mm-hmm. and therefore to then try and put things right can be more complicated. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, God is going to place us in the land, because I'm about to cross over, and I believe something significant is going to happen. I think, you know, when you're talking about God, I think the significance is every time we come together. When God's about, it's always significant when we're talking about God. But, you know, Helen is going to be talking about the prayer that we're going to be doing on the 6th of January. And one of the things that, you know, we do things only because God tells us to do things. We don't do things lightly because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not about good deeds. We want to see something significant happen. And when God starts to speak, like he did to the children of Israel, when he said, I have given you a land. And then it goes on to say that, you know, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I have promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite countries to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. That's the third time that successful has come in such a short period of time. It's amazing, isn't it? God wants us to be successful. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And this is what I believe that, you know, God wants us to do at this moment. So Joshua ordered the officers, that's all of you, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provision ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land your God is giving you for your own. And then it talks about the Reubenites who were going to stay on the other side. And then it goes on in verse 16. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. And then whoever rebels against your word does not do what and does not obey it, whatever you may command them will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. We're not going to go on that one, are we? We're not going to have any rebellious people here. No. I believe God's telling us to get ready. And at the beginning of next year, and please, this is for the church here and visitors, you're very welcome. But for the church, and if you're wanting to be part of that, we're going to have a 21-day prayer and fasting starting from the 2nd of January. Everybody's waiting for the details. Is it a full food one? So from the 2nd to the 22nd, we'll have a 21-day. We're at the beginning of the year. We're just saying, God, we want this year to be completely yours. You know, I know many other churches that do something similar. And it's not that we're copying something. But I think it is important that we're saying, God, we want to make sure that whatever you do in Kingdom Faith, we want it to make to be right in order of what you're wanting to say to us. And so for the first 21 days, as I say, I'll grace you. We won't do it on the 1st of January, but we'll start on the 2nd. And what we're going to do is that I'm going to ask, I mean, obviously this is not something of a 3-line whip, because it's something got to be from the heart. There's no point in having or fasting a meal or whatever and not praying. It's the whole thing is that you, when you do fast, you pray. You're giving that time where you are doing or would be doing something, i.e. eating, to praying. And so what we're encouraging people to do is to miss one meal a day. Okay, you can choose what meal that is. But we are encouraging over the 21 days that you miss one meal a day. And when you would have been eating that meal, then you pray. Now, please, if you don't normally have breakfast, you can't miss breakfast. What we're talking about is something that you would normally do in your normal routine. And therefore, we're saying, okay, we're just saying, God, we want you to have something of this beginning of the year. And so therefore, we're just saying, okay, guys, if we're wanting to see some things different sometimes in our lives, we've got to do something different.
Amen.
And so therefore, we're asking you to do one meal a day. That's not as much, to be honest. Now, it may be that during the time we will get people to come together. I'm going to be seeing somebody on Thursday to do with another building in this area, because one of our hearts is that we begin to get somewhere where we can actually begin to pray corporately together. Because we know that without prayer, nothing's going to happen. And, you know, it's not always convenient to use this building. And so, therefore, I'm going to be looking at another contact that I'm going to see if he could make his building available to us. It's another church. And I pray that God will give us a favor in that place so that we can actually use somewhere where we can corporately come on a regular basis just to pray centrally. In London, because I think that's going to be so key. But there's also the other thing that may be a challenge to some of you is that you forgo one form of media too. Media can be, it can take over sometimes our lives. And, you know, we have little chat sometimes where who's on the media most, who's on Facebook the most, or who's on, and it's, of course, it's not me, it's somebody else. But you know, it's something that, you know, we're just saying, look, you know, it may be TV, that you just for those 21 days that you just say, okay, we won't have any TV, or we won't have Facebook, or we won't do Instagram, or we won't do Twitter. And again, it's just, okay, Lord, we really mean business here. And, you know, yes, I know a friend of mine is doing a full 40 day fast at this moment in time. And I'm not asking you to do that, Paul. But, you know, I'm just saying that at the beginning of the year, because, you know, Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provision ready. Why? Because God is about to do something new.
Amen.
Do you sense it? I do. That's why we've sold up our house in, you know, Sussex, because we believe God is about to do something here. And I believe that he wants to do it with us together. But, you know, this fasting, obviously, sometimes it may be that for you, if you can meet up during the lunch times, if you decide to miss lunches, then, you know, if you know that you sort of work in a central area, come together and pray. Or, you know, just find a little slot or a little room that you can go and pray with at lunchtime. I used to, when I worked in Liverpool, I used to go into a church which was open all day, and I used to just go in and pray. This was when I was quite young. I know I'm young still, but I was quite young then. I'm just young now. But, you know, I used to go at lunchtime on a regular basis to pray in the church. Why? Because I just wanted to make sure that my relationship with God was just going to be, you know, so straight and true in the way that God wanted me to. Because I wanted to make sure that I'm always not turning from the left or the right. I'm only taking ways that are firm. And the ways that are firm are the ones that are led by the Lord. The Lord leads me. And the Lord leads us. So as a group of people, I believe prophetically God is saying, I'm about to do something fresh. I'm taking you into the land of promise. And some of you have individually have had promises that God has spoken over your lives. And I believe that this is coming into a season of time where that is going to begin to be initiated. Those promises are going to begin to be initiated in your life. Some of them are individual promises. Others are more corporate. Some of it may be to do with a nation or something far bigger than that. You know, sometimes people can carry another whole nation. You know, we have people from Ghana and Nigeria in the church, and sometimes, you know, they carry two nations. They carry this nation and they also carry, you know, Ghana or Nigeria, Spain. You know, and so therefore, you know, when God starts to do something, I get quite excited by these things, because when he begins to move, it's like, okay, we're going to have to grab hold of him. But you see, I believe sometimes where God wants us to, you know, he's sort of saying, guys, are you serious? You know, are you really serious about these things? Now, please, fasting is not a way of twisting God's arm. Yeah. Fasting is not that. Fasting is just a situation where God, we just know that we need to get closer to you. And when we are closer to you, we can hear what he says to us. We can hear what he's saying. We can hear, you know, him whisper. And when we are close to him in that way, then it's like, you know, we've got our ear attuned. Like when John at the, you know, the Last Supper, he was the disciple that was closest to Jesus. And, you know, he leaned against Jesus and said, who is it, you know, who's going to betray him at that time? And, you know, it's when you get close to somebody, you hear everything that is said. And God sometimes through prayer and fasting is just an opportunity for us to get closer to the Lord Jesus Christ so that he can then whisper to us. It may be a loud voice. It may be just like Elijah when he was fleeing from the king, where it's just that still small voice. It wasn't in the thunder. It was just that still small voice. But it's giving God the opportunity to speak. And when, you know, we do that, I find that, you know, I just get hungry for more. Personally, I probably do a little bit more than that. And again, I'm not telling you what I'm going to do because this is something individual. But, you know, when we are obedient to what God asks for us, we are faithful. And that's the other thing that I really believe God wants to say today, actually. I believe God just wants to say thank you for your faithfulness. You know, Graham, God wants to say thank you for your faithfulness. Graham, you know, for those who don't know, you know, he's been around the church scene for a long, long time. And you faithfully prayed. You've been faithful in serving the church, not just one church, but the church in London. You have a heart for God's kingdom, not just for one denomination. And, you know, I just think God's saying thank you for your faithfulness. But, you know, I'm looking around this room, you know, and I could begin to name every single person in this room. And, you know, I just really feel and believe God saying thank you guys for your faithfulness in staying true to what I'm asking of you at this time. Especially when Les and Dot moved away, I know that that was a challenge for a number of you. And, you know, I still believe God saying, but thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for staying true to what I've asked of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See, that's what I believe God is wanting, a friendship and a relationship that with us, that God, when he does say thank you, that actually we believe that he does want to say thank you. Because, you know, sometimes when we talk about God Almighty and please, I could have many, many different messages where we talk about the fear of God. And I believe that there is a real fear of God that we need to have restored to our church. So that, again, that the church is in a situation where we begin to fear, in the sense that, okay, when I do something wrong, then I'm coming to the judge of all mankind. And therefore, I need to repent and believe that my sin is then forgiven. There is an understanding that there is a God to be feared there. But because there is a God to be feared, that is not something that keeps me away from him, but it draws me to him because of my understanding of mercy, my understanding of God's grace, that it's only because of God's grace that enables me to have a relationship. It's only because of God's mercy that allows me to have a situation where I can come and be in relationship with this amazing, living, powerful, almighty God. So, yes, I can fear him. But at the same time, I believe sometimes God says to us, well done. Thank you for staying true to what I've asked of you. Thank you for the way that you have prayed throughout the night where nobody has seen. You've done things in the secret place that no man or woman will ever know about. But I see, and I thank you for your trustworthy and your faithfulness. There are people in this room that I know have prayed throughout the night. And I'm not just talking about the burns. But I know that there's been people who've been faithful, that they, you know, that God wakes them up, and sometimes in 2-3 o'clock in the morning that they'll just begin to pray. And it's not suddenly, oh, God, go away, I'm too tired. But no, they respond to what God's saying. And I just believe God's saying, thank you for your faithfulness. But you see, God wants us to continue to be faithful to him. And that's why when we're moving into a new year next year, I mean, obviously we've got one more service to go in this year, but you know, next week is going to be slightly different. Several of you are going to be involved in next week, so I just felt that this was what God was wanting to bring today, because next year is going to be a significant year. It's got to be different from this year. It does. I mean, I think every church should have that as its purpose. You know, we are a people who are passionate for God, and I want to see that passion grow. I want to see our relationships with one another grow. I don't want anybody to come into this place and feel lonely. Now, people can choose to then go away. That's different. But I don't want that to be an excuse by anybody. I want everybody to be welcomed here, whatever color, creed, whatever. We all want that, don't we? But that's what God wants too.
Amen.
He wants every single one of us to be full of purpose. Where we all know that there's a destiny that each one of us has. Every one of us has purpose. Every one of us has a call of God on our lives. And some of us, it may be at the front, it may be in the musician, it may be singing, but others, it may be just in the quiet place praying. But that's your purpose. And we, and Helen and I, are wanting to see what that purpose is with you so that we can actually see that fulfilled. So that at the end of the day, every one of us is fruitful, achieving what God wants us to achieve. So that just like in Joshua, that we are successful and prosperous in everything that takes place. Now, that's not just financial. Everybody starts, when successful and prosperous, everybody starts putting money into that category. But I'm talking about life, that our relationships are prosperous. Our relationships, our married relationships, our husband, wife, son, daughter, mother-in-law relationships are prosperous and successful. If I keep mentioning her, it might be okay. But, you know, all of these are so important that, you know, as we move into a new calendar year, you know, God, I don't believe, has those type of calendars. You know, he just takes one day at a time. That's the way he does it. He approaches it a day. You know, there's enough today. You just do what I'm asking you to do today. Because tomorrow will have its enough concerns. Today, just be faithful to what I'm asking you to do today. That's how God approaches it. Now, of course, he has, you know, he knows the end from the beginning. And we can talk about Revelation, and that would be an interesting subject, but we won't go there. But I wanted to make sure that we had this scripture, because I just really want us to really study this ourselves. You know, many of us have been reading through the Bible reading plan. And we trust that we will continue that throughout January, February, into next year. And for those who don't know, we have that reading plan. And we're reading through Romans at the moment and some of the Psalms. And they're great. They're great chapters, certainly Book of Romans. You know, about sin and the separation and what God has done. Can we just pray? Father, I just thank you that you are preparing us, your people, for something significant. Father, I just thank you for that banner that you said that you were unfolding last week, that royal banner. And Father, I just thank you those banners in Scripture mean and are significant. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord, as that royal banner is being unfurled. And it begins to be waved. Father, I just thank you that as a church, Father, Lord, we will be a people who will live according to that standard, that we will live up to your royalty, that kingdom. Lord, I just thank you that as you prepare our hearts, Father, Lord, for what you are going to do, I thank you for the encouragement that you give to us. I thank you for the words that you speak. I thank you for the instructions that you give. Father, Lord, I just thank you. Father, Lord, that we will continue to be people who hearing, oh Lord, what you are wanting us to do. And Father, Lord, that we will be people. Father, Lord, as we speak and we declare. Father, Lord, I thank you. Father, Lord, that we are going to see answers to our prayers regularly. Father, I thank you for the miracle working power of God to be amongst us. Father, Lord, that it is our expectation. Father, Lord, that you're going to act. Father, Lord, in our gatherings together. Lord, you are God Almighty. And Father, Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord, for placing Helen and myself in this land. And prophetically, Father, I thank you that as a church, Father, Lord, you're reestablishing something. Father, Lord, in this city. Father, with that banner, that royal banner that you have given to us. Father, to be that prophetic statement. Father, Lord, in this place. And we just pray for every other church, Bible-believing church in this city, that are meeting now and this afternoon and this evening. Father, I just ask you that you will graciously give and pour out your spirit upon them too. Father, because we're talking about your kingdom. And Father, the advancement of your kingdom and your kingdom purposes in this city. Father, Lord, we just want to be part of what you are wanting to do in this amazing city of ours. And Lord, I just thank you. Father, Lord, when you say, well done, when you say thank you to us, Lord, we're just in awe. We're in awe of who you are. So, Father, I just pray that as you are asking us to prepare ourselves at the beginning of next year, Lord, in part, we're not waiting until the 2nd of January, but Father, we're already starting to prepare our hearts today. Lord, I just ask you that you'll speak to each and every one of us, that we will respond to what you are asking us to do at the beginning of next year. Father, Lord, that we won't just do, Father, what we want to do, but Father, whatever that means for each and every one of us, Father, we will be responding to you, to what you're asking of us. And because of our obedience, Father, I just thank you that you, Father, Lord, will bring us into that place, that spacious place that you have promised, individually, but also corporately. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for who you are. This is your church. We are your people. And we just want to do what you are asking us to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I've deliberately kept it shorter today because we want to make sure that we have a little time for Sarah to talk. But also Helen needs to explain a little bit more on what we're going to do on the 6th of January. Because, as I say, next week is our Christmas celebration. And so, therefore, we're not going to have too much time where we're like this together. So please keep an eye out for emails and things like that. But Helena, if you want to explain a little bit more about those things, please. Yeah.